It's great to see you all here. We are going to talk about the second chapter from the Ruth. We remember from last week that there's a family from Judah. The husband is Elimelech, and the wife, Naomi.
我们上次提到了有一个人家，他们是从这个是犹大族的伯利恒来的，先生叫做以利米勒。
And they got two sons, Mahlon and Chilion.
有两个儿子叫做马伦与基连。
Because of famine, so they went to Moab.
那因为饥荒，所以他们就到了摩亚地去。
And after they got there, the husband, Elimelech, died.
然后到了那边以后，不久先生就去世了。So
only the mother and two sons.
就剩下妈妈跟两个儿子。Later,
two sons got married. They got wife. One is called Orpah, and the other one is Ruth.
然后两个儿子都各自娶了妻，摩亚女子为妻，一个叫做俄尔巴，一个叫做路德。And
they lived there for 10 years.
然后在那边住了有10年之久。
And then two sons died.
两个儿子也相继去世。
Now only three widows left.
就剩下一门三寡。
Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth.
拿俄米, 俄尔巴跟路德, 三个寡妇。
And Naomi, at this time, she wanted to go back to Judah.
拿俄米就想要回到犹大，犹太。
At the beginning, two daughter-in-law follow her.
一开始的时候，两个媳妇儿都跟着这个婆婆。
But Naomi told two daughter-in-law, said, "Go back to your own country, your own people."
拿俄米就对两个媳妇儿说：“你们就回到你们的本地，你们的本族吧。”
And after two tests, Orpah left.
经过了两个的一个试验以后，这个其中一个媳妇儿叫做俄尔巴，就离开了。But
Ruth continued to stay with her.
但是这个路德这个媳妇儿就一直跟着拿俄米这个婆婆。But
the mother-in-law still encouraged her to go back.
但这个婆婆还是鼓励这个媳妇儿，你还是回去吧。So
the last test, Ruth responded.
然后我们就看到这个前面后来这个试验的时候，路德的他反应是什么呢？
Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you.
好, 16节，路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随我，不跟随你。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Wherever you stay, I will stay.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里。
Your people will be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
Your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。
May the Lord deal with me if anything but death separates you and me.
除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。So
the young widow wanted to follow the senior widow.
所以我们看到这个年轻的寡妇愿意追随这个年老的寡妇。Actually,
the senior one, she got nothing.
事实上，这个年老的寡妇实在是一无所有。Husband
died, and two sons died too.
没了丈夫，也没了儿子。
So we would like to follow what's happening.
所以我们就来看看发生些什么事情。
Today's topic is serving unnoticeably.
今天的主题讲的就是暗中的服侍。
Well, actually, there are so many testimony in our church.
事实上，我们教会里面就有很多类似这样的服事。
I will just bring a few.
我只是提一两个。
One of our sister Mary Mellifer, she prayed for every one of us every day.
其中一位 Mary 姐妹，她天天为我们教会的很多人祷告。
Everyone.
Everyone. 每一个人都提名祷告。
She spent about more than an hour just pray for us.
她花了大概一个小时之久为我们每一个人祷告。
And you also can find her in the kitchen washing those utensils.
然后餐是这个吃完午餐以后，她你可以常常在餐那个
厨房，
我要就会讲厕所。OK， 厨房里面洗这个碗筷。
With her full address, for her full dress.
然后就穿得很漂亮的，就在那边洗碗呐。
And then she washed all those utensils.
我们都用过的碗筷啊，这个什么一大堆东西。
She served unnoticeably.
然后就是等于是在没人注意，她这些服侍都是在暗中的。
See, I served the Lord for almost 3 years.
我已经服侍主有三十年之久了。
I always try to observe something that maybe people didn't.
我们常常说暗中来观察这些人在做什么。
And I want to find those things make sense to me.
然后我就想要暗中查看一些对我来说是很有道理的事情。
Because she served that way, actually I found that she is very healthy.
然后我就觉得，因为她就这样的服侍，所以她就很健康。
And she got a very cheerful spirit.
然后她常常就是很喜悦。
She served unnoticeably.
然后就是没有人注意，默默的服侍。
But Lord bless her with health and cheerful spirit.
神就赐给她健康以及一个愉快的心。
The other sister is Helena.
另外一位就是我们的 Helena 姐妹。
She always the last one to leave the church building.
她永远经常是最后一个离开我们教会的。
She cleaned all the kitchen table.
然后在我们厨房里面每一个桌子她都擦得干干净净。
She mopped the floor until it polished and shined.
然后地板也是都清理的打理的几乎可以光可见人。
Of course, Maurice also helped her.
当她的儿子小儿子 Maurice 也帮忙了哈。Where are you, Maurice?
She need to take care of 3 boys.
那她本身有三个儿子要照顾哎。
If her husband also 1 boy, then 4 boys, she need to take care of them.
如果老公也算是其中一个的话，就有四个要照顾。
And I observe that she still can remain her cool.
那我就观察她，哎，她还是很冷静哦，还能够保持一个冷静。
Because I notice some other parents, they only got 1 boy. I can always see their parents look like almost get crazy.
我就看到有的父母只有一个孩子，一个儿子，已经好像要抓狂的样子。
But she got 4.
她有四个。
She can maintain that cool.
看起来还是很冷静。
She served unnoticeably.
也是默默的服侍。
But Lord gave her the cool.
神就给她这样一个很冷静的。
Does it make sense to you?
你认为有理吗？
I think I do.
我认为很有道理。
So let's see today's sermon, Ruth.
好，我们就看今天讲这个路德。
So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
第二十二节，拿俄米和她儿妇摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
They left Moab, these two widows together.
两个寡妇一同离开了摩亚地。
To some point, they almost got nothing.
他们几乎是一无所有。
And they came back to the place that the Naomi left more than 10 years ago.
那他们是大概十年以前，他们拿俄米他们一家是离开了这个伯利恒这个地方。
It's a very sad and pitiful picture.
那这是一个蛮可怜的一个场景。
They need to start everything from the scratch.
他们几乎要从头开始，一无所有。
And the timing for their arrival actually is the harvest time.
然后他们这回来时候，刚好是割大麦的时候。
You know, during this period, everybody is so busy.
那我们知道，收割的时候，每一个人都忙的，寻呼异常的忙。
I don't think at that time nobody would really spare any time to take care of somebody else.
呀，几乎忙的就是没有无暇顾及旁人了。
And they arrive at that kind of moment.
他们就在这个节骨眼来回来。
I need help.
等于是跟大家讲说，哎，我们很需要帮忙。
But everybody is so busy.
但是每个人都那么忙。
Could you see that picture?
你们可以想象这个场景吗？
And the Bible says, now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing, whose name was Boaz.
那我们看到圣经讲说，拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
That means Boaz is a very rich person.
哦，我们说波阿斯是很有身家分量的。
And then.At that moment, Ruth said to Naomi, her mother-in-law, said, let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter.
摩押女子路德对拿俄米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿俄米说，女儿啊，你只管去。
Ruth came when she arrived at the Judah. The very first thing she would think about the survival.
所以路德他们一回到家乡的时候，路德第一个想到就要怎么样能够生存下去。
I'm not exactly know your background. Have you ever really lived in poverty?
我不知道各位的背景，不见得都明白都晓得，但是你们有没有说处在一个很穷困的状态中呢？
You ever experience that you need to do something for your own survival?
到一个地步必须要自己打拼才能够生存下去呢？
They arrived and they were helpless.
他们就是这样来的时候真是一无所有。
And Ruth looked at her mother-in-law, she was old.
那路德看到她婆婆已经是一个上年纪的人
，so all the responsibility fell on her shoulder，
一切的责任就落在她的肩膀上。
So she took that initial action. She wanted to make a living.
所以她就主动的提出来，我来养家糊口。
See if that burden fall upon you, you will see the danger or the threat for your survival.
如果是你在这样一个状况中，你会感受到这其间的危险。
For those parents, you always try your best to meet the need or meet the ends.
所以，身为父母，能知道就是会尽量的能够这个担起这个担这个担养活家的担子。
And she requests if I can find any favor from anybody else.
他就说，我蒙谁的恩，就在神的谁的那个田里面去拾取那个麦穗。
See, if our survival is based on somebody else's favor, that is really sad.
如果我们的生存取决于谁的恩典的话，那实在是一个很凄惨的一个境界。
That is 100% rely on that person, whether he like you or not.
等于是你百分之百的要靠这个人，他喜不喜欢你，你都不知道。
And Ruth took over all the responsibility.
路德就把这个重担完全拿到自己的肩上来担。
And even though she got that responsibility and somehow some capability because she's still young, she still asked the permission from her mother-in-law.
即使她已经准备要自己身担一切的重任，但是她还是要事先取得她婆婆的答应。
Let me go to the field.
让我到田间去。
That means I need your permission.
意思就是说，你答应吗？
You can see a capable person still asks permission from the elder.
那我们看，年轻力壮有能力的人，还是要向这个长辈来请求他们的允许。
See, to ask permission doesn't show that you are inferior.
我们请求别人允许，并不表示我们自己没有能力。
For the young men, if you ask permission from your parents, That shows you are a responsible person.
如果是你年轻人，你去问你父母的允许，表示你是一个很负责的人。
Even though you are capable, just like Ruth.
Yeah, 即使你是觉得自己很能干的，就像路德一样，觉得自己能够担当下来。
So the mother-in-law said, "Go ahead, my daughter."
然后这个婆婆就说，女儿啊，去吧。
And then Ruth went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那一块田里。
To glean the leftover from the field.
从这个田里去拾这个拾取麦穗。
Have you got that kind of experience?
你们有没有这个经验呢？在人家田里拾取人家这个收割剩下的一些麦穗呢
？Those grain will fall on the ground.
那个就是掉在田里的。
You need to pick up tiny piece one by one by your、yeah. just by your hands.
就你要用手去拾那些就很碎的东这些谷子。
You need to be very diligent.
你必须要非常的勤奋。
And also with a lot of patience.
要很大的耐心。
And also very thoughtful.
要肯用心。
Of course, you need to have a physical condition well enough to do that job.
体力要能够支持下去。
And she earned her living with hard working.
然后她就靠着她的这个辛苦的劳力来养生。
And then, at the moment she started gleaning the grain,Boaz came arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvester, that means his servants, the Lord be with you. And the servant replied, the Lord bless you.
波阿斯正从伯利恒来对收割的人说愿耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说愿耶和华赐福于你。
Well, we just look at this verse, what the picture of that field looked like.
我们就是想象这节经文，然后我们想象当时这个田里这个是一个什么样的情景。
Is anyone that you ever that your boss ever say to you say the Lord be with you？
你们有没有有过这个经历，说你的老板突然有一天跟你说，哦，愿神与你同在
？Maybe that is a time to ask you to leave。
也许那个时候就是说要请你走路的时候。
The Lord be with you。
说临走的时候说，哦，上帝与你同在。
But the servant also say the Lord bless you。
那这个仆人也回答说：“愿耶和华祝福你。”
This is a picture of harmony, peace, and warmth.
这是一个多么温馨、多么和平的一个画面。
The master, the landlord, talked to his servant in this way.
然后这个主人对仆人是这样的一个祝福，一个对话。
And then Boaz asked the foreman of his harvester, say, "Whose young woman is that?"
然后波阿斯就问他的仆人说：“这个年轻的女子是谁家的女子
？”Apparently, this master, this landlord, is alert about his own field status.
那可见的，这个主人对他的田地的事都很用心的。
He watching closely about everything.
呀，很用心的这个看着每样事情。
He noticed if there's a stranger showed up, he noticed that.
如果有个生面孔的人，他一看就知道了。
And then the foreman replied, "She is the Moabitess who came back from Moab with Naomi."
监管收割的仆人回答说：“是那摩押女子跟随拿俄米从摩押地回来的。
”And Ruth said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters." She went into the field and has worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest.In the shelter.
然后路德就说：“请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。他从早晨直到如今，除了在房子里坐一会儿，常在这里。”
When she came to the field, she also again asked the permission from the harvester, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves."
当他去田里拾取这个麦穗的时候，他也同样的问人家的允许，得到人家允许。
She got courteous manners.
是很有个礼貌的。
And also, the harvester noticed that she worked steadily from the morning till now.
所以这些收割人也注意到这个女人，她是从早到现在，就一直在做工不停的，只是有一点点小小的 break 以外，都是一直在做工。
She worked persistently, not lazy.
就是一直很勤奋的在那边做。
Well, before we get to the next, I would like to show you what the Old Testament said about that situation to glean from other people's field.
在我们继续以前，我们先看一下旧约的生命记怎么讲说，在这个田角割这个留下的麦穗这件事情。
Remember that you were slave in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. That is why I command you to do this.
生命记二十四章第十八节，要纪念你在埃及做过奴仆，耶和华你的神从哪里将你救赎，所以我吩咐你这样行。
When you are harvesting in your field and you overlook a sheaf, do not go back and get it. Leave it for the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands.
你在田间收割庄稼，若忘家一捆，不可回去再取，要留给寄居的与孤儿寡妇。这样，耶和华你神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
That means the harvester, if they left some grain on the floor, they say, "Don't pick them up."
就是你收割的人，如果有一捆掉在田里的，不要再回去把它再拾起来。
Nowadays, people probably use vacuum, and then nothing left there.
我们现代人很可能用着我们那个吸尘器把它吸得一干二净。
But over there, God care about the poor.
但是神他是顾念贫穷的。
So God has set this rule for Israel people.
所以神就给以色列人他们立下这个规矩。
Even you forgot there's a sheaf in over the field, you don't go back and pick them up.
所以你是忘了一捆什么的，你不可以再回去把它再捡回来。
So this is.The law that God has given to Israel people.
这是神给他们立下的规矩。
Okay, let's continue.
我们继续。
So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls."
波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。
Well, if you play baseball, this is the first base for Ruth.
那如果是你们打棒球的人，就知道这是所谓的first base.
第一垒，第一垒，
第一垒。I don't play, so 第一垒。Jeez.
She's looking for her survival route.
她是在求她这个生存之道啊，生存的道路啊。
Because she got nothing.
因为她是一无所有。
Now Boaz say, "Come and glean in my field, and don't go any place else."
那这里波阿斯说，不要到别人田里去，就在我这里拾。
She got the opportunity.
说机会就来了。
And then Boaz said, "Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the girls."
然后我的仆人在哪里？哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。
I have told the man not to touch you.
我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你。
That means she received safety from Boaz.
所以这里主人已经下命了，说没有人能够欺负这个女人，所以她有安全了。
And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled.
你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
Not only she received the opportunity and safety, she also received the necessity for her job.
所以路德现在不但有了机会，而且有了安全，而且有了这个得到他必要的东西，需要的东西。
So she got into the first base.
所以他已经上了一垒。
Okay, let's go. The next one is, at this, Ruth bowed down with her face to the ground.She exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?"
路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说， 我是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾训我呢？
Just right at the moment that Boaz gave her the opportunity, the safety, and the necessity, she bowed down her face on the ground.
所以当波阿斯给了她这个机会、安全以及所需的，路德马上就俯伏在地跪拜。
She got the thanksgiving, a grateful thanksgiving.
所以她有一个感恩的心。
That is built inside her.
这是从心里面出来的。
You can tell why she followed Naomi back here.
我们从她跟随纳俄米一路下来就知道。
She got a thanksgiving of her mother-in-law.
然后她对她的婆婆是非常的感谢的。
And let's see what happened to the second base.
我们看到第二垒又发生什么事情呢？
After she bowed down, Boaz said, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before.
波阿斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，从素不认识的民中，这些事人全都告诉我了。
So apparently Boaz observed and heard all those about Ruth.
所可见的波阿斯对路德的一切事情都已经非常明白了，都听说了。
Boaz watched closely about all the details.
而且他自己也注目 观察。
As a matter of fact, my experience told me those important people in the society, they got this kind of a built-in ability.
因为我的经验就是一些身在社会里高位的人，他们几乎都有这样一个雷达一样，就是能够观察到这样的细节的东西。
They observe unnoticeable issues.
他们就可以观察，然后就注意到一些需要知道的事情。
Sometimes you were amazed at how would you know about me?
有时候你们会觉得很惊讶，那个你们对我知道了有多少。
See, Ruth mentioned to her mother-in-law, say, "Wherever you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay."
路德对她婆婆说，你去哪里，我就去哪里。你在哪里，我也在哪里。
Your people, my people.Your God, my God.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Somehow, all those information go to Boaz.
这一切的事情，就是传到波阿斯那里去。
And actually, all the information came to Boaz is what exactly Ruth is.
然后波阿斯所接受的这些信息，就是真实的路德。
Well, I would like to share you a testimony.
我跟各位分享一个见证。
A young man got graduated from college, and at a very rough economy time.
有个年轻人就在经济很不景气的时候大学毕业了。
And he wanted to apply for a job.
那他当然是要找工作了。
For his own living, and also to pay back the loan for the school.
然后能够维持自己生活，而且能够还这个学生的贷款。Yeah.
And he sent out many resumes.
然后他就寄去了很多的求职信。
Finally, he got one opportunity to be interviewed.
终于机会来了，有一个地方想要这个访问他，想要这个见他。
So he.Tried his best to prepare for that interview.
所以他就很用心的来准备这个面试的机会。
And that day he took an early head out to the company.
然后他也是一早早早的就到了这个公司。
He hoped he can arrive at the parking lot and he can settle him down for that interview.
他就说我早点到了这个停车场，我可以把自己心境稍微整理一下。
And on the way to that company.He found that there is a car parking at the side, and because the tire was flat.
然后他一进了停车，注意一个车子的这个轮胎好像没气了。
And he felt that should I stop and help, or should I continue for my most important issue.
所以开始有点那个天人交战了，我是要停下来帮助这个人呢，还是不要管闲事了？因为我面前还有一个最重要，我这一生最重要的一个面试。
And he passed by, but he stopped, and then he pulled back.
然后他已经经过了，但是他又回来了。
So he came out and then found an old lady in the car. So he helped the old lady to change the tire.
然后他就帮助这个车主，就是一个比较年老的妇人，就帮助他把这个车胎换了。
He tried his best not to mess up with his clothes.
然后他尽量的也小心，要不要把衣服弄脏了。
But he didn't really succeed.
但是还是没办法，还是脏了。
But he tried his best to fix the tire and then say goodbye to that old lady.
然后尽他所能的把这个轮胎修好了以后，就跟这位老妇人说再见了。
He said, "I'm in a hurry."
他说：“对不起，我因为我是有忙，我要有事情。”
So he drove.
所以他就开走了。
But he didn't notice that old lady followed him.
但他没有注意到说这个老妇人居然跟着他。
But not intentionally.
但是不是说故意的跟。
And finally, he arrived at the company.
终于他到了这个公司了。
And he ran into the office.
所以就用跑的进去。
And then he sat down and try to go through the interview.
然后他就坐下来这个面试。
It was a long process.
这个面试是非常长的。
But before the process go through, all of a sudden it stopped.
那就在这个面试还没有结束之前，突然就停了。
There's a general manager came in and asked those interviewers, said, "You can stop the interview."
然后他这个经理就走进来说，你们不要再继续了，停止吧。
And we are going to hire this guy.
我们就要雇佣这位年轻人。
Because that old lady was the mother of the chairman of that company.
这位老可能不太起眼老妇人，居然是董事长的妈妈。
He has already passed all the requirements.
他已这个年轻人已经通过了所有的要求了，所有的条件都通过了。
This young man, he served unnoticeably.
因为这个年轻人是行在暗处的。
Now he got the job.
得了这个工作。
And not only with the job, but he also got a good report from the mother of the chairman.
然后不但是得到工作，最重要就是董事长的妈妈已经箭在地心了。
You could imagine that he is running the highway in that company.
那我们知道他是这个指日可生了，这个向上爬是指日可生的。
See, Ruth served the mother-in-law unnoticeably.
那我们看到路德也同样，她是侍奉她的婆婆，是暗暗的自己在做的。
But Boaz heard about that.
但是很多人，包括波阿斯在内，就已经听到了。
And he gave her to get into the second base.
然后他就已经等于是已经上了第二垒了。
He said, "May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge."
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
Does it make sense?
这个你觉得有道理吗？
She served unnoticeably.
路德他默默地服侍。
But Boaz gave her what she needed publicly.
但是波阿斯就是公开的把路德所需要的一切都给了他。
The second base is Boaz gave her blessing.
第二垒就是波阿斯把祝福给了他。
And then, even though she got into the second base, she replied, "May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord?" She said, "You have given me comfort.And have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls."
他已经上了二垒了，但是他还是继续很谦卑地说：“我主愿在你眼前蒙恩。我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。”
Well, she can get to the second base. Sometimes for people who can get to the second base, that person will start bragging.And feel very proud.
我们有些情况之下，有人一上了二垒就开始觉得很志得意满，就开始夸口。
But really inside her, you can see the humility.
那我们看路的心里还是非常的谦卑。
Thank you, the favor that you have given to me.
谢谢你这个给我这些恩典，我非常感恩的。
With appreciation.
非常感激。
Brothers and sisters, if you see a person, that is called the beauty inside a person.
各位弟兄姐妹，你看到这样情况，就知道一个人的他的内在的美在那里面。
And then, at the meantime, after she got into the second base, at the mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar." When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain, just like popcorn. She ate all she wanted and had some left over.
到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说，你到这里来吃饼，将饼蘸在醋里。路德就在收割的人身旁边坐下，他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的。
She got into the third base.
他已经上了第三垒了。
She got more than she need.
他所得是超过他所需的。
You heard that she still got some left over.
那我们知道她还是有些剩的东西。
This is not buffet, all you can eat.
这不是你可以吃到饱的这个自助餐哈。
She still keeps something for somebody else.
她还自己吃饱了，还留了一点剩下来给另外一个人。
And Boaz invited her to the table.
那波阿斯邀请她到这个餐桌上一起吃。
This is the third base.She not only received all those favor, but she also received honor and respect.
所以不但她需要的一切都有了，而且第三类就是得到所有的尊敬，所有的荣誉。
Sometimes for those people not really capable, actually the honor, the respect received actually will make them a day, a good day.
Yeah, 对有些人来说，如果是主人的这个称赞。比一切也许物质上的还要有意义，就是让他们这一天过得非常的快乐。
And she got up to glean right away after she had a meal.
她起来又收拾取麦穗。
See, if I'm full, I should take a break.
Yeah, 如果我们吃饱了，我们是不是就想休息一会儿？
But in her mind, there is someone else waiting for her to feed.
但是在心里，她还惦记着一个人，这个人还在家里等着她，需要吃东西的。
That's mother-in-law.
这是她的婆婆。
So right after the meal, she got up and continued to glean.
然后她一吃饱，马上起来就又去田里去拾取。
She walked away to the field.
然后他就到了田里，下了田里。
Maybe all those servants is chit chat over there and relax, take a break.
那其他的很可能还在那边休息啊、聊天啊等等的。
But she just went ahead and continued to work.
他就是一吃饱就下了田里继续工作。
Actually, she didn't know that somebody will help her to get into the home base.
他并不知道说有人能够帮助他能够上垒。
Boaz gave order to his men, say, even if she gathered among the sheaves, don't embarrass her.
Boaz 吩咐仆人说，她就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容她，不可羞辱她，把她保送上这个本垒了。
Because the servant will gather all those grain and put it in the bundle, but even Ruth came to pull out some from those bundles.Boaz say it is okay.
Yeah, 我们知道这个仆人把这个大麦收集起来，就把它立成一束一束的。即使路德要从那个整理好的那个里面去抽的话，波阿斯说这样也可以。
He even mentioned rather pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up and don't rebuke her.
并且要从捆里抽出些来，留在地下，任他拾取。不可斥喝他。
This is called mercy.
这个我们就所谓的这个怜悯。
Favor. 喜悦。
喜悦。
That means this is more than she deserved, and she received that.
说她所得的超过了她所应得的。
So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah.
这样路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上将所拾取的打了约有一一法大麦。
So she actually continued all the way till evening.
所以她是从早到晚做到底。
And she got an ephah. Ephah is about like 9 gallons.
一个 ephah 大概有差不多9个加仑吧。
That is sufficient for 2 person, 1 week supply.
两个人一个礼拜够的粮食。
So she carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough.
她就把所拾取的带进城去给婆婆看，又把她吃饱了，所剩的给了婆婆。
And this is what she had worked for one day that she gave to the mother-in-law.
所以她一天工作的所得，她所有的都给了她的婆婆。
I wonder that our young people, if you got a job, the first month's salary, whom you give to?
我们中间年轻朋友们，如果你们找到工作，不晓得你们的薪水会不会给谁呢？
She's not a self-centered person.
她不是一个很自我中心的一个人。
She's always thinking about other people's need.
所以她一直想着别人的需求。
And then her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I work with today is Boaz," she said.
婆婆问她说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里工作呢？愿那顾恤你的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。
And the mother-in-law said, "The Lord bless him."
马尼对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福。
He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead, she added.
因为他不断的恩待活人死人。
That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers.
拿俄米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至敬的亲属。
That means he is our close relative. The relationship so close that that person can redeem whatever we have lost.
所以照他们犹太人的这个法，这个规矩，就是他一个至亲的话，就可以帮他们赎回他们失去的。
To Naomi, actually, she found Boaz actually is the lifeline for them.
对拿俄米来说，波阿斯就是他们救生绳啊，救生圈一样。
Ruth served unnoticeably.
那我们看路德，他在那边默默的在那边做工。
But Boaz observed every detail.
但是波阿斯就是看在眼里，明白在心。
So Ruth got Boaz.
所以路德就获取了波阿斯的心。
If you serve unnoticeably, the Lord above us will observe every detail.
所以当我们默默的奉献侍奉的时候，我们的神他会在观察所有的。
And he gonna bless you just like Boaz bless Ruth.
他就要像祝福你，就像波阿斯祝福这个路德一样。
Does it make sense to you?
你觉得这样讲有理吗？
You serve unnoticeably, but God bless you publicly.
你在暗中侍奉，神在公开的场所来祝福你。
When I was in a graduate school in Iowa,
当我在这个爱荷华州读这个研究所的时候，
Jesus came into my heart.
耶稣就到了我的心里。
And because of that, I started to tell people, whoever around me, I never waste time to tell them.
所以我就是不顾一切的，只要能够看到人，我就向他们传讲耶稣，也不管认不认识。
Doesn't matter Chinese or American.
不管是中国人、美国人、什么人，反正我一看到人，我就忍不住要跟他们传福音。
I share with my classmate, and also I share with my teacher.
我跟我的同学们分享福音，甚至跟我的老师、教授们传福音。
My brother is here. You can ask him. I was a very shy person.
我的弟弟在这里，你们可以去跟他求证哈。其实我是一个不是一个怕羞吗？
害羞。
应该有点害羞哈。
And if you get familiar with me, you will understand that too.
如果你跟我熟的话，你就知道我并不是一个很这个很喜欢在公众场所做事情的。
Sometimes you feel I'm a little bit.Or maybe boring, just boring person.
甚至有时候觉得我大概是一个很没有趣的人。
I don't have many fancy topic to share with people.
Yeah, 因为我这个没有什么很花里胡哨的一些事情可以跟人家讲。
But when you talk about Jesus and me, I don't know why, just burst out, and I just continue to tell people.
但是一到这个耶稣与我这件事情上，我就忍不住就想一直跟人家讲。
And I did not know at that time that this is evangelism.
那个时候我还不明白这个就是传福音啊。
I was not baptized.
因为我连受洗都还没洗啊，受浸啊。
I don't know any about quote Christian rules.
我也不知道所谓什么叫做基督徒的规矩。
I just try to tell people how wonderful.This very Jesus to me.
我就是跟人家分享说，这个耶稣对我来说是多么的好，多么的美妙。
Maybe to some point, this I serve unnoticeably.
也许某个程度来说，这就是我所谓的在默默的侍奉。
And then I got graduated from University of Iowa.
然后我就从这个伊利诺州爱荷华州毕业了。
And one of my relatives in Arizona invited me, say, well, since you graduated, you got nothing to do, just come over here and enjoy the two suns here.
然后我的一个亲戚就跟我讲说，你就来我们亚利桑那州吧，你已经毕业了，你可以来啊，过来享受一下我们这个好的阳光啊。
Then I, my wife and I, we drove all the way, spent 3 days, and then we arrived in Arizona, Tucson.
所以我太太跟我就是开了3天的车，从这个爱荷华州到了这个图上亚利斯亚利斯。
And they got a swimming pool, so we kind of relax for 2 days.
因为他们有一个游泳池，所以我们2天我们就是在那边很放松啊。
Then I started to realize I cannot stay in the swimming pool for all day long.
然后突然就想到，哎呀，我不能整天就泡在这个游泳池里啊。
Then.I said, well, maybe I should start looking for a job.
也许我应该开始找工作了吧。
So I pull out the yellow book.
所以我就拿了这个黄电话本的那个黄页。
And then I make copy of all the engineering company.
然后就所有这个
工程的
公司，我就把它 copy 下来。
And the next day, my wife and I we drove our no air conditioned car.To knock every door of those company.
然后第二天，我跟我太太就是开了那辆没有冷气的车，到每家的公司就去敲门。
And that was summer. It's about 110 degrees.
那是夏天，是110度。
And every time before I get into the office, my wife and I pray in the car.
我们一到一个公司还没有进门，我们就在车里开始祷告。
I sweat and she sweat too.
我们两个就是汗如雨下。
And my back, the shirt is totally wet.
然后我的衬衫后面是完全是湿的。
So when I got in, I put my suit on so they cannot see.
所以我进去了，我就把我的外套穿上，人家看不到我那个湿的衬衫。
And I went inside with, I don't know, you can call confidence or whatever. I just believe that.Now I work so hard and I graduated, so you owe me a job.
我那个时候就是很有自信，就说我这么辛苦的读那个学位出来，你这个工作就是我的了，你欠我一个工作。
And I start to present myself.
然后就开始把自己呈现出来。
A shy person is not fit to kind this kind of a task.
Yeah, 你知道一个生性比较保守的人，这样做是不是很容易的一件事情？
And after 10 days, I got my first job.
十天后我就拿到了我第一个工作。
And this is the way that I knocked the door of each office, say, I want to see your manager.
这就是我到了每个公司敲门说我要见你的经理。
And their face almost tell me, who are you?
他们那个脸就知道他们在心里就说，哎，你是哪号人物啊？
Later, I found, how dare I to do that?
后来事后就觉得，哎，我怎么这么大胆呢？怎么有这么胆子啊？
The training actually is based onThe day that after I received our Lord, and I start to present Jesus to those people.
你知道这个就是跟我这个接受主以后第二天就开始敲门传福音很有关系耶。这是我的训练耶。
If I can present my Jesus, I can present myself.
如果我能够去介绍耶稣，我当然可以介绍自己。
See, I serve unnoticeably.
我也可以说是在默默的侍奉。
But Lord bless me publicly.
但是神就公开的奖赏我。
I think it makes sense.
我觉得很有道理。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。